Randy, you have a sister, right? Who did your mom like best?
Oh, I'm hip to your little query, Mr. McClellan. Pretty clever way to introduce this week's legend of comedy.
Okay, so you're on to me. But that catchphrase certainly immortalized one of the most successful brother acts in the history of comedy.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this time our Laugh Track's legends of comedy are the Smothers Brothers, the folk music duo who launched their careers in 1959 at the legendary Purple Onion nightclub in San Francisco. A spot on the Jack Parr TV show 2 years later led to even more TV appearances and a number of well-received comedy albums, including this one, named after their most famous routine.
I never knew Mom liked you, Beth. Your mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, now you remember.
Mom liked you best and she never liked me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I happen to be an only child.
By the mid-60s, Tom and Dick Smothers were a well-known and highly successful comedy act. But their first television series, a situation comedy in 1965, was a bust with viewers. When CBS created a comedy and variety show format for the brothers 2 years later, their national popularity really took off, particularly with younger viewers. Here's a clip from the now infamous Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour.
Oh. See, it's just that you can tell who's running the country by how much clothes people wear. See?
Oh.
Do you mean that some people can afford more clothes on? And other people have less
on?
That's right. See, the ordinary people, you'd say that, you know, the ordinary people are the less ons. See?
Uh-huh. So who's running the country?
The moron.
That show was popular, but boy, was it ever controversial for the time. Tom and Dick really pushed censorship boundaries in satirizing the presidency, race relations, and the Vietnam War. Future stars like Steve Martin, Rob Reiner, and Pat Paulson were part of the creative writing team. And while the show was popular, CBS abruptly canceled it in April 1969.
After the Comedy Hour, the brothers continued to tour and made numerous TV and film guest appearances. They even established a Sonoma winery, Remick Ridge Vineyards, named after their mother's maiden name. Here's a clip from one of their later concert performances.
No, you wouldn't walk down that alley because it would be dangerous. But if the strangers in that alley were singing together, and that's the sound of love and brotherhood, then it would be perfectly safe to walk right down that alley.
But if they stop singing, haul ass.
That's right. He's right.
We're going out. Everybody sing.
A Michael rowed the boat ashore.
Come on, cheer.
Tom and Dick officially retired in 2010 and were elected into the Television Academy Hall of Fame the same year.
You can find out more about the Smothers Brothers and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.